Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
She has tried for this long to hide her attraction to me. And it was finally this morning where her true feelings came out accidentally. But it's something that I've known for a long time.
I'm glad we're talking about this. This does feel a little bit like we're in family therapy. Like, how did it feel when Kristen said that in studio?
You can't get away with nothing in here. Uh-huh.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You say it off air, it ended up on air.
I wouldn't even call it if Abby was like freaking out about it.
I called myself out because I'm like, if I don't address this, they're going to think I'm okay with what I just said, and I am not okay with what I just said to Bert Wyatt.
It sounded pretty natural.
Yeah, it really did.
It was intimate. It's I was like, you've said this before.
You can only hide things for so long.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You're really going to fan those rumors now. Everybody thinks that you and I have like this undying hidden love for each other.
Turns out they might have been right.
Apparently so. I was just over here like in the middle of doing something, and I could hear Bert say something, but I missed it. And I just was like, instinctually, without hesitation, just go, what did you say, babe?
She called me babe.
I called you babe. I'm like, what? It just rolled off. And I'm like, what did you say, babe? And then as soon as like I even got the B off the end of babe, I was like, ugh! I'm like, no. I don't know why I just called you babe. I'm so sorry.
Uh-huh.
I think you reached out to try to take it back out of your hand.
And try to shove it back in my mouth, down my throat. Because obviously, it is a term of endearment. It's what my husband and I call each other all the time.
Oh, hey, this makes it even worse.
This is like infidelity.
Whoa, now you guys got to come up with another word, like pookie.
But absolutely not.
Punky?
No. Oh. Smoochies? No. It is going to remain babe. I just was overly comfortable in the moment, and just you were all of a sudden, you were my husband, and I just referred to you as babe. What? So my apologies. Please don't contact HR. I don't feel like I would need to have a meeting about this. We'll address it here and now, but I'm sorry I called you babe on accident.
You don't got to apologize. I've been expecting it for a long time. All right. Maybe you don't care about sports at all, but Mo's going to make you care about sports because it has to do with murder.
Couldn't care less about sports. Balls just ain't your thing. Don't give a f*** about trophies or no Super Bowl ring. You watch reality TV, not Sports Center reports. So Mo's here to give you a reason you should care about sports.
So for so many years now, a lot of sports fans have wondered what happened in that locker room the day that there were guns involved, two NBA players that ended up leading to one of the NBA players having to spend years in prison for murder. We haven't known what has happened until now. This was back in 2009. There was an incident that happened in a locker room. It is a now famous incident that involved two players. One's name is Gilbert Arenas. The other is Javaris Crittenden.
That dude went to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He went, and they were both really, really good. Now, Gilbert Arenas was one of the best players in the NBA.
Who did they play for?
Washington, the Wizards.
Okay.
Gilbert was one of the best players in the league by far, so it'll kind of play into why his treatment was a little bit different. Javaris was a really good player, not as good as Gilbert, didn't have the popularity that Gilbert had. And there was an incident where everyone knew that there was a fight in the locker room, and they didn't know exactly the details, but they knew that there was a gun involved. And both players ended up being suspended for over a year and actually had to plead guilty to having weapons in an NBA facility.
And you can't, I mean, if you think about it, well, why wouldn't they just look at the footage? But it's a locker room where people are getting dressed and undressed. So you're not going to have security cameras in a locker room because that would be weird.
Exactly. So Netflix now has this new Untold series. It's called Untold Shooting Guards. And the players that were actually in
Shooting guards?
It's kind of a...
I've seen this, but I didn't know what this was about. I just thought they were literally highlighting shooting guards in the best shooting guards in the NBA.
No. Okay. This is about how two shooting guards got into an incident, and it literally ended the career and maybe even the life and to an extent of one of them. And this is the trailer of the series that tells you through the players' eyes what exactly happened in that locker room that day.
We're in front of the team. So now you got all the players like, oh, yeah, what you gonna do, Gil?
You see Andre Blatch take off his headphones. People start sitting up because they hear it's getting real. It's getting intense.
Y'all take my headphones. I'm like, okay.
Yo, when you drive into the arena, I'm gonna throw gasoline on your car and burn it while you in there. That was my threat to him.
You ain't finna set my car on fire. Why? We ain't gonna play like that. You know what I mean? We're gonna respect each other.
What I was doing was purposely to irritate Javaris. That's what I do. So you can just see him just fuming.
If you shoot up my car, I'm gonna shoot you in your bum knees. You got
it. I was like, it's already bad. What do I give a for? Well, I'm gonna shoot you in your good knee. You my good knee. You done took it too far.
You keep talking about fighting. Like, I play with guns. You better ask about me.
My comeback was, I want to see you do it. I'll bring you the guns.
I'll bring you a gun. I want you, I dare you to shoot me tomorrow.
Are you man enough? Do you have two of these to shoot me? You ain't got the cojones to do nothing like that. You ain't even built to do nothing like that.
This sounds like a skit that Dave Chappelle put together.
You would think.
I'll shoot you with the good knee. My good knee? Now you've gone too far.
That's why when you actually get the details of this story, it's so ridiculous. Because, okay, these are two millionaire men, right, who are both made it to the NBA. They are on a jet. They're on a jet going from one game to another. All of this started over a poker game. I guess they play poker games on these jets all the time. And, they talk a lot of trash. Somehow the trash talking got a little out of hand because Gilbert Arenas was known for being like a clown on the team. He was always doing pranks, always messing with people. Javaris, that's not really his personality. He likes to stay to himself. That's not his thing. And then at some point while they were talking, Gilbert was like, what you gonna do about it? Once he realized that he wasn't engaging, he was trying to provoke him. And it worked. So then Javaris had said at some point, I shoot you. And then Gilbert said, I bring you the gun. And he literally did that.
So you brought him the gun?
Gilbert Arenas brought a gun to the NBA arena, went into the locker room, and placed the gun on Javaris's chair at his locker. So when Javaris walks in the locker room, he sees it, and he's like, what is this about? And Gilbert is just sitting there with his arms crossed like, shoot me.
What?
This is right before an NBA game. This is all happening. So Javaris takes the gun and throws it. I guess because he's angry, and then all of the players kind of jump and scatter around because he's throwing what they believe to be a loaded gun. And then at that point, a tussle ensues.
Yeah.
They come in, they break it up, but eventually the team finds out that Gilbert Arenas had brought a gun in the locker room. Then apparently Javaris had a gun, his own gun, in his bag. So he took out his own gun, said, I don't need your gun.
What?
I'm going to use my gun. So then they played a game like nothing happened. And then after the game, once the NBA found out, that's when the two players got suspended. Now, Gilbert Arenas was suspended for a year and then pled guilty to a misdemeanor gun charge. They both did. But Gilbert came back into the league, played for a couple of more seasons, but he was never the same. Javaris ended up getting kicked out of the NBA because no teams would pick him up after that because he wasn't that good. Because Javaris' career ended, he ended up going back to his hometown where there was nothing good going on. He got involved with a gang. He ended up getting robbed for over $55,000 worth of jewelry. So at that point, he goes and looks for the person he believes robbed him. And then it was a mistaken identity. He thought that this guy that he sees in the streets was the guy that robbed him. It wasn't. He tries to shoot that guy. He ends up killing an innocent bystander, which was a woman, a mother of four.
Oh, my God.
And then he ends up going to prison for it, where he was supposed to do 25 years, but he only did about 10 years, they said he did, or something like that. because apparently the DA, whose name is Paul Howard, is the uncle of NBA superstar Dwight Howard. Whew. And people believe that that attachment is why he only had to spend those amount of years in prison and not 25.
Whoa.
So he went from being an NBA superstar to in prison for murder within 3 years, all because of a trash talking game of poker on a jet.
Chappelle went dark on this script. I'll tell you that. What's the name of that show again?
It's called Untold Shooting Guards, and it's on Netflix right now.
The Burt Show.